Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Phil Bradley. Batting second. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting third. The left fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fourth. The DH, Dan Pasqua. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Adam Peterson. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Pecota. Batting third. The DH, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gerald Perry. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Curt Stillwell. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Kevin Appier. And now, play ball. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bradley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pecota fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Calderon hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Johnson. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Dan Pasqua batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Pasqua hits a pop-up towards short. Stillwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Pecota batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Pecota hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Calderon who is chasing the ball. Pecota reaches third base with a triple. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pecota scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fisk moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ventura bunts towards first. Perry scoops it up and throws to first, with Pecota covering, for the out. Fisk moves to third. Thomas moves to second. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Fletcher strikes out. two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Perry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Perry. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Fletcher applying the tag. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McFarlane takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Stillwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Stillwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McFarlane moves to second. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McRae hits a pop-up towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bradley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-1 in the game. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-1 in the game. Pasqua hits a line drive into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pecota is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Pecota hits a fly ball into right field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seitzer moves to third. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. Tartabull strikes out. Two outs. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Perry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seitzer scores. Brett moves to second. It's 2-0, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-0 in the game. Ventura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McFarlane is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McFarlane hits a fly ball into left field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stillwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. McRae reaches second base with a double. Stillwell goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Royals. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Pecota is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Pecota hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Bradley. Brett reaches second base with a double. McRae scores. Seitzer goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Royals. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bradley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Bradley. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Bradley steals second. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Stillwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Perry is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Perry hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0 for 2 in the game. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 2 in the game. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pasqua for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stillwell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Stillwell hits a line drive towards first. Thomas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Bradley. McRae reaches second base with a double. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seitzer for the out. Two outs. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pecota is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Pecota hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fletcher hits a pop-up beyond short. Stillwell can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Thomas scores. Fletcher moves to third. It's 5-1, Royals. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bradley is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bradley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fletcher scores. Guillen scores. It's 5-3, Royals. Steve Farr now pitching. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pecota fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 3 in the game. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Perry is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Perry hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Brett moves to second. Ken Patterson now pitching. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. 2 outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McFarlane is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McFarlane hits a pop-up towards short. Dean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich now playing right field. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Calderon is 0 for 3 in the game. Calderon takes first base on ball 4. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 3 in the game. Pasqua strikes out. 1 out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pecota fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Stillwell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seitzer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pecota is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Pecota hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Fletcher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy Sosa pinch runs for Scott Fletcher. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.